Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. The last several days, we've been looking at Isaiah, the 41st chapter, a beautiful promise found in verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And yesterday, as we brought the broadcast to a close, I've started to share seven blessings that are associated with holding on to God's hand. There's a song, Hold On to His Hand, to God's Unchanging Hand. Praise God. Psalm 18 and 16 says, He sent from above, He took me, He drew me out of many waters. We remember that very graphic illustration that is shared in the Gospels where Jesus came to them in the middle of the night. He was walking on the water. The fishermen, his disciples, were in the boat, and first they were terrorized. They thought it was a ghost, and Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come out to you, and he actually walked on the water, but then the roaring of the waves caught his attention. He took his eyes off the Lord, and he began to sink. He stretched out his hand. He said, Lord, save me, and of course, the Lord reached out and rescued him, and they got back into the boat. So, remember there was an old song we used to sing. I don't know that we hear it much more in our churches, but it's Love Lifted Me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained with sin, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Praise God. Beloved, our help comes from without and from above. There are times we need to just tighten our belt, if you will, gird ourselves up and behave and quit ourselves like a man. There's times we have no strength. We're in situations and circumstances that are beyond our capabilities and our strength. And so He will come from without, from above. And as that scripture says, He sent from above, He took me and drew me out. And when Peter did that, when he felt himself perishing, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and he was saved from the angry sea, the storm that was upon them. So holding on to God's hands, first of all, that is an illustration of salvation. We are secure in His hands, praise God. And then, of course, security, not only salvation, immediate rescue, but ongoing protection and ongoing peace and covering and security. John 10 and 28 says, they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. These are the words of Jesus. And when the Lord gets a hold of us, what glorious security is ours. He is ours, I'm my beloved's, and He is mine. Underneath are the everlasting arms. And what's another token of God's blessings as we hold His hand, He holding ours? It is a pledge of love. It's a sign of friendship. He holds our hand in friendship. He's become our Savior, and now we are in a position to learn and to know Him as friend. Proverbs 18 and 24 says, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Another reference found in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known to you. Praise God. And so there's there's that security, there's that protection, there's that friendship, and another result is confidence. As it says in Psalm 118 and 6, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? And so the confidence that we can have, it's not just present for the moment, it is an abiding confidence that resides with us, stays with us, and that comes about as the result of His holding our hands. And aside from these, emotional or spiritual strengthenings that occur in terms of our soul and spirit, we also have practical help. His hand is offered to assist us, not only to comfort us. You know, that is a sign of friendship, and as well as it has a strong, reassuring, and comforting aspect, because one of the signs of greeting is to extend hands, to shake a person's hand. That exhibits trust, that exhibits agreement, that exhibits help. You're going to have help. Someone will reach out a hand. We use that word figuratively, reaching out a hand to help someone. That may not be literal, but the effect it has is the same. You're in a place of need, and someone cares and is reaching out to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I'd like to share just a few verses in Psalm 144 as we look at this next characteristic of holding on to God's hand. It is strength. We are strengthened by His very presence. David said in Psalm 144, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war, and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and He in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me." He extends mercy. He liberates. And then he's requesting, and so often have you noticed it in the Psalms of David, he's crying out for help. He's in a desperate spot. "Bow down, my heavens, O Lord, come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning, and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows, and destroy them. Send thine hand from above, rid me, and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children." And then, a couple verses on, then he does this so frequently, then he begins to praise God. That's an example for us, Lord. Isn't that the truth? When we call out to Him, "Lord, help me, I'm desperate," and He says, "Praise me," because that exhibits trust and faith that He is going to move and He's going to provide answers. He's going to give the help that is needed. Verse 15 of that psalm says, "Happy is the Lord that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord." So God grants strength. And in Genesis, the 49th chapter, verse 24, Jacob was giving blessings to his son. And referring to Joseph, he says, "But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. With his firm grasp there comes the impartation of divine strength." Isaiah 40 and 29 says, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, He increases strength." The Living Bible translates that passage, He gives power to the tired and worn out, and strength to the weak. Do you need strength, beloved, as you're listening to me right now? Reach up and take a hold of His hand. Let's just take a moment. I just want to stop and ask God for that supernatural strength and empowering that you're needing right now. Father, we come to you. And Lord, I've just shared scriptures that you will give power to the faint, to those who are weak and tired and worn out. You will give strength. And so, Father, by faith, we're reaching out hands to you that you will strengthen the feeble knees and those who are weak and ready to faint by the way. Lord, you are our strength, and we look to you. Strengthen those that, Father, that need not only just spiritual strength, but emotional strength and even physical strength. We take authority over infirmities and disease, and we release your healing, Lord, not just to bodies, but to souls. There are those who are wounded in spirit, and Lord, we're asking for the healing balm of Gilead to flow to them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And the final point, the final blessing, if you will, or mercy that comes from holding on to the hand of the Lord is that of submission. As we place our hands in the hands of the Master, in the Lord of the seas, who calmed the seas, blew Galilee, and that sea was, I read years ago, it was, and that's the interesting thing for the fishermen. I mean, they were very used to that sea, but in a moment's time, it could be placid and calm and wonderful, and then all of a sudden, the winds will blow, and it in a few moments' time, it is turbulent. The waves run high, and it's even for experienced fishermen who were familiar with that sea, they could easily capsize. The boat was beginning to take in water, remember, when Jesus was asleep? So they weren't just suffering from a lack of courage. They were familiar with that particular sea. But if we express our submission to the Lord, we're willing to be led wherever he chooses, not according to our will, but what he deems best for our lives. And there's a willingness to be put anywhere and be used any way. And actually, it's not as difficult as it sounds, because the will of God will never lead you where his grace cannot keep you, as someone said. What matters where we go or what we have to do, if only we are holding on to his hand. For the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. So, beloved, he gives us peace for the future so we can live completely and fully and abundantly in the present moment. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me. My time is gone, and I look forward to having you join me, if possible, on tomorrow's broadcast. If not, you can always go to our website, Unveil Christ, and click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as always, I give an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. This is a ministry of prayer and correspondence since 1965, and I have files and files of testimony of how God has answered prayer. If you have a need, step out in faith if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, and note down our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day, my partners, UCM Radio family. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,